Welcome back to what I can only assume has become a hugely successful part of our Patreon, the happy hour, better known as Get to Know You Hour.
We made it.
It's famous now.
In which we all got a little drink and got our groove on, and we're going to roll a D100, and those rolls are going to conspire? That's not the right word.
No, it's conspire. Determine? The roles will conspire against one another.
No, it's a C word. It's right there. These roles are going to
conscript.
Choose.
Conscript.
Choose the question.
Yeah, it's a CH word. City. It'll come to me. I'm going to think of this. I was going to think of conspire again. It's not conspire. Do we need to start over?
He's no. having a breakdown.
No.
Welcome back, everyone,
there
to what
go.
We can only Uh-oh. Assume.
Oh,
has
don't
been
start
a...
over.
No,
no
we
he started over.
No,
he he's gonna say, cons-
no,
and he's gonna say conspire again.
Yeah,
he's for sure gonna say conspire again.
Welcome back, everyone, to what we can only assume
no.
has been a
no. Don't kind of hear a little bit of sadness
Stop.
Behind
yeah.
that
no.
one.
It's not well, conspire.
We're gonna roll a D100, and each roll is going to conspire with
oh, no.
a question
He's
that
stuck
we have
in a loop.
On this list.
Welcome back.
Guys, how we doing?
We
like,
good.
As a collective?
Yeah.
I think I'm
Here's my
good.
Question. Is it Aaron's birthday today or no? Do we say that or no?
Okay. Guys, this has been an off the rails train wreck so far, and it's all my fault. Aaron's gone. She's already bailed.
Hello and welcome back to what I can only
oh,
assume
no.
is a famous version of what
Dang,
my internet wasn't plugged in. My internet wasn't plugged in, so I had to re-plug it in.
Gotcha. Well, don't worry, because we're starting over anyways. I gotta think of a new catchier intro now.
I think this is great.
You guys, this can't stay in. This is this is not entertaining.
Well, now it's been too long. Like,
well, just cut this part out.
Yeah. We're 3 minutes in.
This is the part we'll cut out.
It's no,
Sean,
it's
this
one,
is too good.
It's one clean, long, nice video. Starting.
Are we doing videos?
Yeah. Well, the last one I kept the video in. It was really nice.
Okay. It was too nice.
I think we're gonna do an option, so you can either have like the video. And the audio or just the audio?
Okay, oh, nice. So a bunch of freaks getting the videos.
So we have to take our shirts off?
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Yep. Is that how a all Patreon
right.
works?
Okay, all right.
Welcome back.
Oh,
Jesus.
I think at this point, Sean, we have to keep it. It's too late. It's so good.
No, guys, just bite your lip and just deal with it. We're starting over.
No, Sean,
Act
please.
Natural.
He's crying. There are literal tears coming down his eyes.
That's great. This is part of the fun. We're having fun.
Nope. Nobody act like anything went wrong. Okay.
Sean's holding us hostage.
Sean, you can't do this. I'm so sorry, but you can't.
Oh no.
Somebody help us.
This is the worst one yet. All right.
Whoever's listening, please help us.
Come to 44.
Welcome back.
Help me.
To what can only now be such a favorite, fan favorite from the Patreon. And it's happy hour and it's get to know you. Before we get into our questions of that conspire with a dice roll of a D100.
Oh, no. He still didn't come up with a different word.
I want everyone to go around the horn and let's talk about what drinks we're drinking. I can start with me. I'm drinking nice. a Leisure Lagoon Hazy Pale Ale.
Ooh, and it's a tall boy. That's fun.
And it's a tall boy.
It's pretty looking.
And as requested last time by Waleed, I'm going to get that sound in here.
Ooh, I could hear it on here and in real life.
Is that nice ASMR?
That's
Ooh,
nice.
That felt good.
That is not
beef-like-y.
An old one.
Never
Sean,
had this before? Not bad.
It's not bad?
Not bad.
If it is bad, I can get you something else. There's other
Aaron, would you mind running out and getting me something else?
Yeah.
I can get you something else.
The fridge is literally right behind
you. Yeah, we can see it in the picture.
No, there's nothing in the fridge that I want, Elizabeth. Someone's going to have to run out.
You want me to get it? I'll get in my car, drive to your house, and open the fridge for you.
Sean, that's the first time I've bought beer for someone else in maybe a decade-ish. So
that's beautiful.
I got, there's a lot of beer, you guys, it turns out. I'm not a beer drinker. They kept going.
They kept.
You know what, Waleed? I thought they were going to stop making it. I thought they were like probably enough of this.
That's
right?
Enough of that.
And that's just about enough of that. Yeah, I think
it was
we get
touch
it.
Touch and go for a while, but they figured it out.
And so I thought I'm only going to buy a beer that makes me laugh.
Hazy. What is it called? Hazy.
What made
Leisure
you laugh?
Lagoon.
What made you laugh about this beer?
Alliteration. She loves alliteration.
I love alliteration. The name is Leisure Lagoon, and I thought that Sean would be the first person to drink that beer who's not on a lazy river. Everyone else who's drank that beer has been on a lazy river with sunglasses on, and so he'll be the first.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. All right, so you get it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Funny.
Moving right along, I want to know what everyone else is sipping on. Elizabeth, what do you got?
Thanks for asking, Sean. I have a CBD-infused sparkling water drink.
Ooh.
Cool.
That's all
What's
good.
It called? Mm. Leisure Lagoon?
Yeah, it's called Leisure Lagoon, weirdly enough. Now it's called Wonder.
What's the flavor?
Am I allowed to say there's weed in this?
Yeah,
you already said CBD.
Yeah, I mean, it's legal where you are.
Okay, guys, I genuinely actually, before we started this podcast, I was like, should I say weed? This is a weed drink? And then I was like, I don't know if I want this audience to know about my secret little activities I do in the night. And
it is legal here, but if you travel through Wyoming, you will get arrested.
Oh boy.
They will be waiting at the gate. Yeah.
They'll be waiting for me.
A bunch of cops from like states where it's illegal coming to LA.
You think people from Wyoming will listen to this podcast and not
for
let me go?
For sure.
Oofed. Okay, well, the cat's out of the bag now. Yeah, this is a cannabis-infused sparkling beverage. And honestly, I tried to figure out how to open it.
And you just figured it out.
and I just figured it out. Oh, wait. And then you slide it. Sorry, fans. There was no satisfying.
Is so much better than sorry listeners. Sorry, fans.
I'm sorry to my fans. Sorry to people that are listening. I'm not sorry. I'm only
Well,
sorry
if you're
your
watching
fan.
This, you've got to be a fan by now.
That's true.
Yeah, you're if you're paying to see.
Oh yeah, you get it.
Ben, what are you sipping on?
I am sipping on a glass of Pinot Bianco, and it is delicious. It's a nice French wine. I got it from the Natural Wine Store. It's Vin de Salche, which is like a purveyor that I really do like a lot. They have very fun labels, and it's very tasty. It's very crisp. But if I go beyond that, it kind of tastes like apple juice, and it paired really well with the peanut butter sandwich that I had right before this.
Oh, that's so nice.
This review took such a left turn.
Yeah.
You sounded so adult at the beginning of the sentence, and then it turned right around.
Just peanut butter and apple juice.
Yeah, just peanut butter and apple juice, like a quarter of a jar of peanut butter on one piece of bread. And some white wine.
That sounded like when Tom Hanks turns back into a kid in Big. It sounded like that was happening to you while you gave that review. It started off very adult. Very crisp, and I believe it came from this region, and it kind of tastes like apple juice and tastes good peanut butter.
100% juice. Benjamin Button. I'm Benjamin Buttoned.
I love it. Waleed, what do you got?
Bring us
home. You know me. I got my bottle of water.
Ooh.
Ooh, is that a hydro flask?
And then weed. And I'm proud to say it. I'm like Elizabeth, I'm not afraid.
There was no tongue. There was nothing about
smoking.
Pride.
Whoa,
I'm just smoking marijuana.
I am not a coward.
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 I don't know if I want to visit Wyoming one day.
And last but not least, it's The birthday girl, it's Erin Keefe, and it's her actual birthday the day that we're recording this.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Whistle.
Happy birthday to you.
Elizabeth and I got our nails done today. Show them your nails.
Okay, wait. Yeah, we got our nails done. Okay, wait. We have to tell the full story of how when I first saw Erin today.
Okay, yeah.
There's a full story.
Should I tell it or should you tell it? I think you should tell it.
Long story short, I told Elizabeth I was outside. She thought I meant at the end of her driveway. She opened her door and she screamed like I was a murderer. I genuinely scared the shit out of her because I was right outside of her door. And it was such an alarming scream that it hurt my feelings a little bit.
I was like, I like screamed like an old lady, Erin mentioned, and I was truly surprised that she was right at my door. She's so quiet. I didn't even hear her. Did you float up my stairs outside?
I did.
Elizabeth,
so I have a drink and a backup drink.
Your bathroom.
No.
I'm trying to think the last time I was like scared like that. I feel like it's got to be just somebody like pranking me. I feel like that's the only time
it's
get
rare.
Like a good, like genuine scare.
Yeah.
New goal of this episode is to scare Waleed like that this episode. But Erin, what were you saying?
I was going to say the only time it's happened to me in my adult life was Elizabeth. Elizabeth scared of me so bad at her birthday party that I cried.
That got brought up on the last episode of this.
Yeah, and I felt horrible about this. But this time, I felt horrible about this one again.
I have a drink and then a backup drink because last time I had a drink that was gross. I've never tried this before. It's a margarita spritz.
Oh.
By Miami Cocktail. I wanted like a margarita in a can because I couldn't find any other kind. The store I went to. And then I got a kombucha, which is non-alcoholic, that is called Rose Bliss. It's Better Booch. And it is delicious.
I like Better Booch.
Yeah. It's a lighter kombucha.
It's rose flavored, but non-alcoholic?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. It tastes more like...
The first one you're going for?
I'm going to try this. And if it's gross, I'm going to drink the other one.
Okay. All right.
Let's do it.
Good luck.
Ooh, hot. Ah, not a bad one. That was good.
Yeah, that pleased me.
I forgot to make a fart noise.
That was a good one.
It's good. Yes.
That's great.
Good.
All right, we all got our drinks.
Good. All right, a cheers, everyone. Does anyone have a toast?
Oh, to Erin, to happy birthday.
Absolutely.
I guess Erin.
Yeah.
No, guys, a good toast has to rhyme, okay? So here we go. This toast is to the host with the most. Erin.
You?
And I don't mean to boast. No, I'm not we're all the hosts. We're like five hosts.
Barely rhyming.
And welcome back.
I've read the same word like five times. Okay, we're starting over.
Is he going back? Okay, I'm drinking a weed infused drink.
Thank you.
I got peanut butter wine. I have peanut butter wine.
And the toast isn't yet done, and we're still having fun. Erin Keith's turning 30, and we still remain flirty, her and I, and maybe all of us.
What it sounds like a Halloween, like...
You know what?
Yeah,
this is what's scaring
spell.
Me. You have successfully scared me with this toast.
The day of her birth, I hope she feels the self-worth that she deserves all her life. She's beautiful as a mice and a mouse.
He was scared to rhyme it with wife.
Yeah, I thought he was going to wife and then he got there.
Yeah, that was
I can't propose on this. And the toast still goes on, or my name isn't Sean. And I'll finish it here while I raise up my beer.
I've like taken two sips.
Cheers, Erin Keefe, to 80 more years.
80?
80?
Oh. To 80 more years.
I don't know if I want to live that long.
80 more years of this podcast. No, that's not just of you living. That's of this podcast.
8, 9, 10, 11.
Damn.
If I live past 98, everyone has permission to hunt me. for sport.
Yeah, but we'll that's also hot. Be.
You'd be such an easy target, though.
Yeah, there's not much sport boring. At that point.
It'll be harder because you'll be also be 98.
Yeah,
I'll just have to.
That's true.
I'll just have to hang out in a world market and wait for your ass.
I don't know.
I'll
get roasted today.
That's a huge burn by Elizabeth. That's you fans out there don't realize how big of a burn that just was.
That was devastating.
Yeah, she got me. She that's where I got glasses. Our plates.
It was so big of a burn. I don't even think it's Aaron's birthday anymore.
Holy shit.
No. I feel bad.
Yeah, Elizabeth,
now.
It's your birthday now. You
No.
Yeah, happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
Elizabeth's the alpha. It's her birthday.
No. Oh, it feels kind of nice, though.
How about the alpha? You go first on this one. And I want you to roll a D100 and then corresponding. The corresponding question to the die roll.
Oh.
That's the C word I was looking for.
That's not CH.
Yeah, you said CH.
No.
You said CH.
No, you said CH. Yeah, you said CH.
Okay. Elizabeth, roll them bones.
Ooh, okay. Rolling.
So this die roll will correspond with one out of 100 different get to know you questions that we're going to pose to Elizabeth right now.
88?
Let's see. If it's a repeat.
Careful.
We're not doing repeats?
No way.
No way, Jose.
What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee?
Ooh.
What celebrity would I like to meet up at Starbucks for a coffee? Oh, this is big.
Do they
big.
Have to be alive?
Does it have to be alive?
Oh, no, you could meet their dead body at a Starbucks.
Okay,
so it's what, but it is whatever form they're in currently.
They're
correct.
Not like, or like, yeah, okay. But they can talk to me, right? They're not like just a dead body sitting in a chair that I'm talking to.
You're taking a risk. I think
that's
you're
a big
a risk.
Risk.
I think we don't know.
Oh boy, that's a big risk. Risky business. You know, for the sake of time, I'll just go off of the first person I thought in my head. I would want to hang out with Conan O'Brien.
Oh,
that's a great answer.
I love that.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
He's fun. Fun guy.
I feel like a lot of people say like he's naturally funny, like in person kind of funny, where it feels like not all comedians are that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God. It would be like an honor to have just a back and forth with him about sugar, about our coffees, about the chairs, anything. And then I'd be like, oh, wow.
I also feel like I would like to like a picture from that too, of just Conan's height versus your height. Like standing
to each other. Just a height comparison.
Holding Starbucks cups
and shaking each other's hands. Oh, yeah. I actually do. When I went to New York with my family when I was like in middle school, we went to the NBC like tour, and there was like there was a green screen of Conan behind his desk, and you could pretend to be like his guest, and my mom's like, you have to do it, and I was like, okay, yeah, I always thought it was cool, and they took a picture, and I'm like laughing, like being like ha ha ha, like it looks like me and him are having a good old joke, and I was like, I'm gonna keep this, and I'm gonna, when I'm a guest on Conan O'Brien one day, I'm gonna bring it, and then we'll shake hands, and I'll have the picture, but yeah, it seems as though that might not happen.
He's got a podcast. He's got a podcast.
And there's a new, he's doing a new show on HBO. I don't know what it actually is, but
yeah. I think it's called Elizabeth Andrews Hour.
Whoa.
The Conan Show with Elizabeth Andrews.
I gotta go.
Elizabeth, I'd love to see that photo.
Yeah,
you'll find it while you're home.
Okay, I'll find it. We'll put it on the Patreon under the tuna fish sandwich list that Ben has.
I do have that.
Oh my God.
I don't know why that means me.
That'll
that.
Be there.
Elizabeth, I think you'd be a fantastic talk show host, but I think you'd be incredible as like the you know, the person who's off to the side.
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Steve Higgins. Oh, that would be so fun. I would love it if Erin had her own talk show and I got to be behind a little podium, and every time I had different wigs on or like a bald cap.
So if Erin was, Erin, can you like be running your own talk show real quick and then just cut, to, like, you know, send it over to Elizabeth to see what the catchphrase is for this person?
And welcome back from break. I hope you had a great time. Hey, Elizabeth, are you excited for our next guest to come out?
It looks like the 405 is packed, Jenny. Right back to you.
My name is Erin, and you're not the traffic correspondent.
And in that, I had a wig that was like a short blonde bowl cut, and I was in a helicopter.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I said no, but to you. That's how it's gonna go. I'm gonna go, you're not a reporter. That wig is fake. Your name's Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I mean, that went even better than I thought it would. That was incredible.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It'll be on NBC soon.
Oh, soon. Good.
Yeah. How are we deciding who goes next? Does anyone want to go next? Anyone feeling lucky?
Well, you're the host with the most, Mr. Toast. So I think you can feel free. Feel free to pick.
Then I'm going to decide. Last time we decided by who was drunkest, but I think we all... just cracked a drink. Yeah. Unless anyone's secretly drunk right now. Anybody?
No.
I think Erin should go next because it's her birthday.
Yeah. It's your birthday, Elizabeth. You're the alpha.
Oh, I guess this is, maybe we just pass it on by like somebody now has to burn Elizabeth and then they get a question.
Oh, that sounds brutal. That. But yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. This is going to be fun for like
I do have a good
first
one.
Two times.
What is
okay.
it?
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm
good. It's but cool. Let it be known, no pressure to burn each other. But if you do roast Elizabeth, it then will become your birthday. Just know that that's out there. Okay.
Yes.
But I will decide who's up next. And that person is me.
Oh,
saw that coming from a mile away.
That's what you get for letting him choose.
He's probably gonna softball him a question too. It's gonna be like, "Ooh, do you like cheese and crackers?"
58. Oh, we got a doorbell. Doorbell rang. What could that be?
Oh my!
Do you know Erin?
No idea.
A birthday surprise.
This is an exciting happy hour surprise. This is a first time ever in a happy hour that the doorbell has rang.
I know. It doesn't usually ring that much.
Should
you think
I check
it's
going to
ring again? Yeah. At least to get.
I'll check it out.
Barking.
Make sure it's, yeah.
Erin, you're going this time, if that's okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of foreign food?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm allergic to gluten, so there's a lot that's not always available to me.
Oof.
But if I'm craving takeout, Thai food, sushi, or Mexican food is usually a pretty good bet.
Damn.
I also like tapas.
Those
tapas
are also good. Those are my. Damn. Those might be my top three. Just like foods.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But when I was in France, the food there was very good. I wasn't expecting it to be very good, and it was absolutely amazing. Mm. So
well, that's what they like. That's.
Yeah,
that's where food comes from, right?
Yeah. Food was invented. Yeah. I feel like
on Top Chef they always talk about like French cooking being like
cuisine.
Yeah, French cuisine being like the tops. What the
Oh my God.
There's a ton of balloons in their house.
So yeah, for those of you who are not watching the video,
let's deviate
Sean,
oh my gosh,
or talk about French cuisine for a second. There's a bunch of balloons.
Sean is bringing them into Erin's closet, and now her closet is filled with balloons.
And she looks ecstatic.
He goes, oh, good.
Oh my goodness. There's a bunch of balloons.
Thank you.
Do we think these are from Sean?
No, these are from Sean's parents.
Oh,
ooh, careful.
No.
Wait, really? That's so fun.
So we got these actually earlier today.
Okay.
And I got a box of something here, and that's what the new delivery was. And let's see who it's from. Oh, it's from your parents still.
Sean's running back.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh my God.
That's a classic line in cinema.
Chocolate dipped strawberries.
Ooh. Edible arrangement.
Exactly. My dream.
I said that like 3 times. That's so cool.
You were the closest without going over, so you win. Oh my God, these look amazing. These are like artisan. They're French, if you will.
Mm. You were just talking about that.
They're known for that.
Oh, from France.
Well, this is really fun. Thank you, Sean. This made me feel happy.
I love that. Look at all the balloons in there.
My turn. My turn.
Lead's turn.
No, my turn for balloons. Bring them over.
I can go.
Yay, Ben.
Yay, Ben.
Yay, Ben.
Rolling 55.
You would.
You rolled a 55, which means that your question is, what's the... Oh, this is a repeat.
Oh, can
skip
I
it.
What's our ruling on repeats? I say re-roll it.
Gasp. Re-roll.
Easy. 27.
This feels like we've gotten this question before. Do you like or dislike surprises? Why or why not?
Yeah, we got that one.
We've talked about that. So I feel like that's been covered. Wow, 3 rolls for Ben.
Okay, this is kind of fun for me. 3. My 3rd roll, and it's 3. That's
we've gotten it before. We've
are you fucking kidding
15
me?
Questions. Yes, it's what is your biggest fear? It's the first question we ever had.
Wow, 29. That can't be.
What is it? 29?
29. It has to be something new.
Okay. This one's like ultra specific. Would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska, and why?
Why is it so specific?
I'm going to say Alaska, and I'm going to tell you why.
You have to.
Yeah. Geography. I mean, there's just like so much more. Like I can go up above the Arctic Circle. I can see the Aurora Borealis. I can go to Denali. I can see the 2nd largest mountain in the world. And like, I can see like all this stuff, but at the same time, I can go down to the ocean and I can see that as well. Also, I feel like I have some roots. My dad played collegiate basketball at the University of Alaska at Anchorage.
Oh, cool. And,
what? Yeah. And at the time, their mascot was the Sourdoughers.
No way.
So it was
no
like way. This like little cartoon, like old prospector man with his like arms all crossed, kind of like going like that, like leaning up against the AAU.
Did they ever throw pieces of sourdough bread into the audience?
There's a bunch of starters.
just blobs. Yeah, my dad does not like to talk about it at all. Just raining starters. But I think that'd be cool because it's like, in a way, it feels like I got some like roots there.
Do you know what made your dad decide to go there for school?
He's from Pawhuska, Oklahoma. So like small town Oklahoma was like really good at basketball. And then, like, didn't realize that colleges were going to be, like, interested in him until, like, his senior year. And then, like, his coach was like, well, where do you want to go? And he said, I want to go on an adventure.
Aww.
And so, like, coach just submitted, like, video, or, like, I don't even know what it was, like, at the time. Was like, hey, you should,
drawings,
like,
back then.
Yeah, drawings. just a flip book.
They had to do that, the old-timey photograph where you have to put the cloth over your head, yeah. And they had to get the basketball players to stand still for longer.
But it was like something like he like heard back from like some colleges like in the area and stuff like that. But then was just like, no, I want to go on an adventure, and went to Alaska Anchorage University just for 2 years. But then he was like, it's too dark. I got to come home.
What did he play?
He played center.
Oh,
Yeah. My dad.
How tall is your dad?
He's like 6'6".
What?
Yeah. What happened?
What do you mean? What happened? I'm a proud 5'10"-ish like person. Like, my mom is like more than a foot shorter than him. So like,
they would say a foot tall.
My mom is a foot tall.
My mom is more than a foot tall.
Brag.
I'm just wondering, like, who that team played They're like, so this year, our schedule is... They played polar bears.
They played polar bears.
We're going to scrimmage against some wild polar bears. No one's really making a flight to play us. So I think we're going to go undefeated again this year, boys.
I feel like it was like other Alaska colleges. Like there was Fairbanks and then it was like the Northwest. So it was like like small Washington and Oregon teams.
But that's like, so cool.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah. For a hyper-specific question, I feel like we really made the most out of that one, yeah.
For sure. You are the perfect person to ask that.
Right.
Totally.
That's what it feels like.
Okay. Aaron, you haven't gone yet, right? Or you did the food thing?
Yeah, I think it's Elizabeth's turn again.
Well, I think Sean hasn't gone. I ran away in the middle. He got scared of his question and ran away.
I got scared. I didn't know anything about foreign food. If you can't make it in a microwave, I don't know what it is. Okay. I rolled a 98.
Whoa.
Oh.
Just me? That was the only one.
Whoa. Sorry, we're delayed.
Yeah. Well, it's such a funny just reaction you, since none of you know what the questions are.
Wow.
Just doing it.
I figure the higher number, the more wild they get.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, here's a wild one for your crazy ass. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, which one would it be?
That's wild.
That is kind of fucked up.
Now, why?
I was just trying to say that right as you started. Just kind of derail you a little bit.
It worked. It worked.
Yeah, it worked. I mean, it completely. Yeah, you got me. So I would say that I think that I'm some type of dog. Now, I think we can collectively decide as a group which dog that is.
We should all say it on three. We should all say what type of dog.
I think that's a really good idea. Is. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay, yeah, take your time. But do we all feel good about me being a dog?
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Bark, bark.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I can't remember the breed of dog that I think you are. I can't remember the name of it.
I almost hope you don't find out and you have to describe it. No.
So it has ears. I know a dog. I know what kind of dog.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Got a dog in mind for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Mm.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
A beagle. Dog.
Tramp from Disney.
Oh.
Okay, now I want to know what Ben said.
Yeah, one of these was the best, and it was Ben.
And it was whatever Ben said.
Ben said tramp.
I said tramp from Disney.
Ben called Sean a tramp.
I'm offended.
I like it.
No, with your little beard, you kind of like look
yes,
like
you don't tell me when I'm offended. I'm offended.
No. You're just spinning it the wrong way, man.
I don't think I haven't seen Lady and Tramp in a while. But thank you, Ben.
Do you have any? Now you're gonna watch it through very different eyes.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me, now.
Ben. What led you to say that?
You got kind of the similar eyes to the little alley tramp dog and everything, and then also your beard goes a lot with the kind of the scruffiness of the little tramp dog.
Oh, so, I like it.
Yeah,
and I love slurping spaghetti.
That's true in alleys. from Ziploc bags. Yeah,
Elizabeth,
no.
what did you say?
What did
you
I say?
Golden?
Oh yes, golden retriever. Yeah,
kind of the opposite of the tramp in a lot of ways. A household favorite.
No beard.
No beard. Yeah, a golden retriever is clean shaven.
A cleanly shaven golden retriever.
Yeah.
I love it. What did you say, Aaron?
Oh, I said a beagle, but I changed my mind.
Mm. Okay.
You're an Australian shepherd.
Good. Oh.
Disposition-wise, Australian shepherds have a ton of energy, and they literally get other dogs and animals. They shepherd them, so they get them to do things. I feel like you're always good at getting people involved in something, and you have to go
especially
outside.
Fucking sheep.
Yeah. I feel like you have a ton of energy. Australian Shepherds are so happy and loving and have a ton of energy.
That's very sweet. Waleed?
I said dachshund.
The wiener dog?
Yeah, that makes sense.
My favorite. Yeah.
You do a little walk. Because you do a little walk sometimes, and it makes you think of like
it's
a little
true.
Proud wiener dog.
Yep.
I walk like a proud wiener dog?
Ignore what I said.
Yeah, yeah, it's, now it's that's what it. What said.
Yeah.
Plus your hip dysplasia.
You got a lot of, like, lot of energy.
This is you.
Do your walk. For those who are paying for the video, you get a little walk. Sean, do the little walk. Where you stick your chest out and you stick your butt back and you do this.
Do the walk.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I normally do and move as a walk, and it's nothing like that.
But then do your funny
walk. I'm not saying you're not. It's your funny. Yes. It's a-
yeah, see?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a 100%
dachshund.
That's dachshund. That's dachshund energy. Take back the golden retriever.
That's wolf. That's borderline wolf behavior.
That sounded like a dachshund.
Yeah.
That kind of did.
Yeah, it really did.
That was bad.
Oh, no.
That was like a dachshund. That's a dachshund that dressed up as a wolf for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we all landed on wolf, and that's so cool because I said dog and we all landed on wolf, and that's sick. All right, back at the top, Elizabeth.
Feels good up here. 42.
Your question is, if you were a superhero, what powers would you have?
Whoa!
I think I know that at one point I was really pushing for in my life. And what?
He walked like a dachshund.
Watch him. Watch him come back.
Watch him walk back.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Dachshund.
He's doing the little butt thing.
Yeah. Oh.
What about this? At one point, I thought, what about like being able to shoot spaghetti out of my fingertips?
Tramp.
So, Elizabeth.
Tramp.
Tramp
from
Tramp.
Disney. Superpower.
Tramp from Disney.
Noodles.
In this scenario, do you like work in an Italian restaurant? And is there like a shortage on noodles? Like,
well,
what
I think
makes
that,
you a hero here?
I think that's in movie 2 when I have fallen and no from grace and no one wants to take me seriously. I take a job at the local pizzeria Italiano style.
You don't get your powers till movie 2?
No. I had my powers. I had my powers in movie 1. I went too far, and people were like, "No, we don't want you as a superhero
What'd
anymore."
What'd you
do? You got to watch the movie.
Isn't that the beginning of Spider-Man 3 as he delivers pizzas?
Spider-Man.
Okay, well, you can leave.
Spider-Man 2.
You can leave. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
But your powers are noodles before you start working at the Italian restaurant.
Yes.
Those powers are always noodles.
I thought this was going to be like how you got your powers. Okay, so you already had them.
No.
Everyone's upset.
Yet. Yeah.
Even more specific when you say noodles, like what? Like, do they shoot out of your fingers, your nose?
Absolutely. No, I said fingers. To, like, the tip of my.
Come on, guys. She said fingers. Come on.
Thank
guys.
You, Ben. Put your listening ears on, buckos.
How long? How long can they get? Like infinity longer, or just the length of a noodle?
The length of a noodle. It's a cooked noodle. It comes out cooked.
It would be ridiculous if it didn't come out cooked.
No, well, it would actually be a pretty good weapon if it came out uncooked. You could put
well, here's the thing: is in movie 3, I start to harness the power of uncooked noodles coming out of my fingertips.
And that's now, movie 3?
Ben, do we have a problem with the plot?
Spaghetti no, Gal fine. 3, uncooked.
Uncooked. Yeah.
How did you get the powers, and what do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's
she
pretty obvious, but if I have to say it, I think, you know, either it could be I was born with it or, or I took an internship.
A piece of lasagna and your mom was a human woman.
Yes. My parents were lasagnas. Or I could take an internship at like this science place, and while I'm there, a spider bites my hand.
Okay, hold on.
That's Spider-Man 1.
And then noodles start coming out of my fingertips.
That works for me.
Was it a noodle spider or just a regular spider?
It was actually a noodle spider.
Okay, cool.
He had a mustache.
Good catch.
Yeah.
with a little chef's hat on. All right. Yeah. I love it. Take all my money.
And I think to answer your other question, Aaron, I think it's like a copious amount of uncooked noodles. I think I just shoot at fast rates to put you in a mound of spaghetti that you can't move.
Oh, okay. It's a weight thing.
Yeah.
Now, when you say, I got to know, when you say uncooked, are you saying like from a box or just like fresh pasta?
Fresh. Oh.
Because fresh pasta is not pokey at all.
Asking
right?
a hard-hitting question.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's yeah, a, is, I think it's a box. It's box. uncooked noodles coming out of me. And, are they buttered? Movie three.
Are they buttered?
Good question.
Yeah, are they
good
buttered? Question. There's your sauce. Thank you.
Sauce.
And is your sauce, is your blood sauce?
Yes.
My blood
Thank
is sauce.
Oh my God. So it like sort of kills her every single time.
Yes. Yes. I can't use too much or she I can die only do just 10 a little. Times. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so when I'm working at the restaurant, I'm a real bitch. I'm constantly like, I'm fucking tired. Like, I'm like,
somebody
I'm
give me
literally
a cookie.
Dying while I work here.
You say bitch. No. I say trying to stay alive by not bleeding out.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, if you were to try to like you're in a convenience store as the superhero. Okay, I'm gonna set the scene.
I got
and
you.
You're kind of like ruffling through the aisles. You're pretty tired from a long shift at work, and two people come in with ski masks on to rob the convenience store. They pull out a gun.
Oh no!
How does your superhero
can we see
this?
Okay,
let's see it. Let's see this.
Yeah,
can we just see it?
All right, we'll lead Sean and Ben. Your three masked men robbing a convenience store.
And you're the okay. owner, Aaron.
And I'll be the
yeah,
owner.
You're, yeah.
Hey, just be cool about this. I've got a gun. It's loaded. Give us everything in the drawer.
Yeah, and I got a gun too.
They didn't give me a gun. It's my first day.
Okay, take whatever you want. And good job so far, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. She was talking to me.
And me.
Yoo-hoo, oh boy.
My hero.
No, we're actually hello, in the middle ma'am. Of something. I'm not going to look over there.
Blam, 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 blam.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. wait a second.
She dodged all them. Oh my God.
Wee, wee, woo, woo. Why don't you listen to this? And then while I'm saying this, I have one noodle coming out that's really long. Oh. It's coming out real long.
Okay. What the fuck is going okay? on?
Cooked or
uncooked? Blam, blam. You should go tonight, to the hospital.
Click, click.
I'm about to shoot my gun.
Tonight is Christmas Eve. And if you don't leave this poor woman alone, I'm going to have to. And then I turn into a one big lasso. Wrangle you up.
And then it's a lasso?
Yeah, and then I lassoed it around all three of you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Please,
whoa,
please. Whoa, whoa. Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
I'm pulling
stop.
It in, and I give you each a kiss on the lips and say, you've just been noodled.
There's traffic on the 405.
I thought you were going to say pasta la vista.
Oh, Waleed.
Waleed.
Oh, my God. He's so
sorry,
good.
It's my first day. Should I not be correct?
No, that's yeah. amazing.
Sorry. No, you get to have the part. You're the part now.
Yeah.
Pasta
you're
a
noodle
pasta
woman.
Hero.
You're noodle woman now.
Okay.
Oh, that was incredible.
Do you sneeze Parmesan? Let's move on.
Yeah, we need
like,
to move on.
Yeah, no, I like ending on that.
Who's up?
Me? Waleed? Maybe?
I think we're starting.
I think it's me.
Is it Aaron?
Yeah.
No, it's Waleed.
I think it's me, yeah. Then Aaron. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should have written the order down.
Yeah, it also doesn't matter.
It also doesn't fucking matter. Also, who fucking gives a shit?
It also doesn't matter.
Yeah, who gives a shit? But it is my turn.
Sorry.
Okay, man. Cool.
Sorry, Dad. I mean, Willie. Oh, shit.
It's pronounced Dad. Oh, I have to give you a number. Sean's looking at me with like a blank stare.
Like, can I could probably think of question? One for you.
Nine? Have we done nine?
Nine. Oh.
Nine
is, what is your biggest complaint about your job?
Whoa.
Or maybe how about this, a job that you've ever had?
Okay. That's good.
All right.
Past employer. Good, good, good.
Yeah, because I'm a little worried that some of my current employers are beefarinos, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fans of beef?
Yeah, fans of beef. Hashtag find a name for beef's fans. That's a whole
I
hashtag.
I just had one. What is it?
That's a long hashtag.
The worst part of any job that I've had in the past was my very first job, which was stocking gas stations, stocking gas station refrigerators in particular. Because here's the thing. I have a little syndrome known as Raynaud's syndrome. And that's, if you don't want to Google it, what that is I have like low blood circulation to my extremities, in particular my fingers and toes. And basically the blood doesn't get there so good. So my if it's below 50 degrees, my fingers turn white and I can't feel them.
And it's like painful. Right.
And it, yeah. If it's that way for long enough, then when they start to warm up, they get swollen and they get tingly.
So you had a really fun time in Chicago, right?
Oh, I mean, I will never live outside of Southern California. I grew up in Michigan. It was miserable. I played football when it was snowing. Like, it was, and I was a receiver. I had to catch the ball with my hands.
That doesn't make any sense to me that you're a receiver with that going on. Yeah, well, the ball would hit your hands and it would just like flop off.
When did you know that you had this?
It started when I was in fifth and sixth grade. I like specifically remember being in gym class. Jeez. And like it was the middle of winter in gym class. So you're in this big gym and it's cold and you're still in your like shorts and t-shirt in Michigan and it's fucking cold and we were playing like basketball and my fingers just every time we played basketball would just get frozen and I couldn't feel them and a little 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on?
What's happening?
I think I have arthritis.
It didn't get diagnosed for like 5 years after that.
Wow.
So anyway, having that with my little fingies and then having to do my job inside of a 40-degree refrigerator, not the most fun.
And no. They didn't give you gloves?
I did have gloves on, and so it just doesn't help.
Were you working at one specific gas station?
Yeah.
Wild.
My dad's.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once the fridge was stocked, were you done for the day?
Yeah, that was. And then I used to.
Oh no.
It's so funny to tell that whole story and then tell you the second half of my job. It was like once I finished filling the fridge, then I had to. Then I had to fill up the bags of ice.
No!
Oh my god.
That you like, you know, like the ice outside of a gas station where you grab like the bags of them.
Oh yeah, my
that
god.
That was the other part of my job. How funny is that?
Oh my god.
That is true torture for you.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's pretty brutal. Anybody else have like horror story jobs from like growing up?
Oh.
My first job I worked at Baskin Robbins and it was pretty awesome. I hate all the flavors.
And there would always be new ones too. Like for like, it'd be like, oh, Spirit, the Disney movie about horses just came out. We've got a new Spirit flavor.
Yeah. That's very specific.
That was someone's favorite ice cream flavor. Hold on, Sean.
Did it taste like little horsies?
Yeah, it was part horse. There was like little pieces of mane in there.
Oh, the hair? That's the worst part of the horse.
I worked, what was this, like freshman year of college, going into freshman year, for a company that was like a telemarketing company. And it was actually through like my best friend, Josh, his older brother at the time was in a halfway house and he got us the job at this telemarketing company, where it like, it still seems illegal, but somehow it wasn't because we would pose as state troopers and firefighters over the phone, but you couldn't say that you were one. And then
is illegal, dude.
But here's the thing that I think like was the saving grace was that like, you know, our manager or boss, like they had a deal with the specific police like precincts and fire departments to use their name and it would get like a big percentage of whatever we made.
Oh my god.
What were you making? Like what were you
is not
it was
good.
Just for profit. So you would just like, it would be ask like don't you? You're asking money? For like donations and stuff, and you get like a sticker to like put on the back of your car and whatnot. But I mean, I was like, you know, 17, maybe 18 at the time, and it was brutal. It was sad, but like, and I only worked there for like a month before I like I explained it to my dad's cousin, and he was like, "What are you doing? Get out of there. I'll give you a job. You can like move filing cabinets at my insurance company. Like I'll get you something. This is weird."
Yeah.
It's like, cool. But like, this is how what's a phone call okay, would go. Yeah. So wait, can we I would have
out?
Your name.
Can we act
so
one
like,
out?
Yeah, let's act one out.
Okay.
So I'd have your name. Who do you want to be the, who do you want me to call?
I'd like Elizabeth to be on the phone.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-oh. Hi, is this Elizabeth?
Hi, how did you know that?
Hey, Sean Coyle, Safety Publication, American Association of State Troopers. You know, the good guys that never pull you over. How you doing?
Who? I'm okay.
This is scary.
I'm okay. I'm good, but I could be better.
Yeah, you could be better. We could all be better. In fact, our whole precinct could be a little bit better. As you know, we're doing our best out there to keep those roads safe. I don't think I could have said that. Now I'm improvising, and I would have been thrown in jail already because I couldn't say our.
Jesus.
Guess you know? What, buddy? You're actually talking to the FBI, and you're going to jail.
This is where I was
you're
hoping this was going.
You're talking to Spaghetti Girl.
Yeah. You're talking to Noodle Woman.
The noodles are coming through the phone.
That's right. Hasta la pasta, pasta.
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta.
Pasta. Not pasta la vista. Hasta la pasta. Pasta.
Don't call pasta. This number again.
I can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
La pasta, pasta.
Now, that's a t-shirt if I've ever heard one.
Hasta la pasta, pasta.
Hasta la pasta, pasta.
Pasta la vista is I am undone.
Fuck, that's so funny.
Elizabeth, hasta la pasta.
That's
help!
So
help me!
I can't. You're in another room.
That was incredible. But isn't that a bizarre situation? It was like very weird.
Yeah.
And it made us all very so my friend Josh and I would like we would just try to have fun and like be like who like be someone different on this call and like be like giggling. It's because we were like children basically.
Yeah, you were 17.
Yeah. So yeah, that made us super uncomfortable and we left after like a month.
That's crazy.
Who would you pretend to be?
I feel like we gotta call it after Hasta la Pasta.
Yeah.
I feel like
we'll come back to this format another time because I can't recover from Hasta la Pasta.
that's too much, man.
We need to start thinking of what we would do next time when there's a question that's already been done. We have to like drink or something.
Oh yeah, like make a game.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
I like that. Cool. Well, thanks guys. This has been a blast once again. And I'm sure because, you know, I'm sure the Patreon loves this little segment.
It's their
so
favorite.
Much.
It's the best. It's blown up.
They love
it's
it.
It's exploded. So yeah, I'm excited to do this again and happy birthday, Aaron.
I'll
see you in 1 second.
Awesome. Thank you.
And everyone else have a great night.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Elizabeth, do you remember your sign off line?
Good night. And don't forget to take your pills.
Yes!
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta. Hasta la pasta.
Oh my.